Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Shalls. This week we have three new stories from Carl Sandburg's Rutabaga Pigeons. And we're going to start off with, well, this is a bit of a nonsensical story, and that's kind of the kind that I enjoy most from Sandburg, if we're being honest. This is Shush Shush, the big buff banty hen who laid an egg in the postmaster's hat. Shush Shush was a big buff banty hen. She lived in a coop. Sometimes she marched out of the coop and went away and laid eggs, but she always came back to the coop. And whenever she went to the front door and laid an egg in the doorbell, she rang the bell once for one egg, twice for two eggs, and a dozen rings for a dozen eggs. Once, Shush Shush went into the house of the Sniggers family and laid an egg in the piano. Another time she climbed up in the clock and laid an egg in the clock, but always she came back to the coop. One summer morning, Shush Shush marched out through the front gate up to the next corner and the next till she came to the post office. There, she walked into the office of the postmaster and laid an egg in the postmaster's hat. The postmaster put on his hat, went to the hardware store, and bought a keg of nails. He took off his hat and the egg dropped into the keg of nails. The hardware man picked up the egg, put it in his hat, and went out to speak to a policeman. He took off his hat, speaking to the policeman, and the egg dropped on the sidewalk. The policeman picked up the egg and put it in his police hat. The postmaster came past, the policeman took off his police hat, and the egg dropped down onto the sidewalk. The postmaster said, "I lost that egg, it is my egg," picked it up, put it in his postmaster's hat, and forgot all about having an egg in his hat. Then the postmaster, a long, tall man, came to the door of the post office, a short, small door. And the postmaster didn't stoop low, didn't bend under, so he bumped his hat and his head on top of the doorway, and the egg broke and ran down over his face and neck. And long before that happened, Shush Shush was home in her coop, standing in the door, saying, "It is a big day for me because I laid one of my big buff banty eggs in the postmaster's hat." There, Shush Shush stays, living in a coop. Sometimes she marches out of the coop and goes away and lays eggs in pianos, clocks, hats, but she always comes back to the coop. And whenever she goes to the front door and lays an egg in the doorbell, she rings the bell once for one egg, twice for two eggs, and a dozen rings for a dozen eggs. And that is the short, silly story of Shush Shush, the big buff banty hen who laid an egg in the postmaster's hat. And really, it's a story of the travels of that egg all up until the time that it runs itself down the postmaster's face. This is Dan Shalls for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.